USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House COVID-19 advisor Jeff Zients is touting President Biden's plan to ensure all Americans are eligible for vaccinations by May 1st.
The president will direct states, tribes, and territories to make all adults eligible for the vaccine no later than May 1st. That's earlier than expected and reflects our success working with vaccine manufacturers to increase supply.
Zients telling reporters that efforts are underway to get vaccine supplies to more than 20,000 pharmacies across the United States. The Department of Justice said in a court filing Friday that it expects to charge at least 100 more people in connection with the Capitol breach on January 6th. Prosecutors saying that officials have executed around 900 total search warrants in nearly every state and the District of Columbia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Amid the elation over receiving a third round of coronavirus relief checks comes word from the other side of the political aisle.
It was Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell who pointed out the $1.9 trillion package earmarks only 1% for vaccinations and less than 9% on the entire health fight.
This is a classic example of big government Democratic overreach in the name of COVID relief, and we all know that what we should have been doing and would have been done had this been a bipartisan discussion instead of a jam-the-other-side approach is $500 or $600 billion directly targeted at the problem.
Mr. McConnell went on, "This is by far one of the worst pieces of legislation I've ever seen in the Senate." From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The Maryland Jockey Club announcing the Preakness Stakes will be held in Baltimore on May 15th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York is continuing to take steps to remove Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo from office.
The New York State Assembly authorized an impeachment investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct against Governor Andrew Cuomo amid growing calls for the Democrat to resign from office. The announcement came after the New York Governor's office said it referred allegations of sexual misconduct by Cuomo to the Albany Police Department. The Albany Times Union reported fresh allegations of sexual misconduct, saying an aide to the governor said he groped her at the executive mansion in 2020, reaching under her blouse and touching her. This is the sixth woman to come forward to accuse him of misconduct, offering the most serious allegations yet. Cuomo denied the allegations, saying he's never done anything like that. New York Attorney General Letitia James appointed two attorneys to lead the investigation into allegations from several women. They'll be tasking with issuing subpoenas, examining documents, conducting interviews, and analyzing data regarding the allegations and the Cuomo administration's handling of the situation. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And finally, today is National Plant a Flower Day. This day is dedicated to planting flowers as weather warms up and spring approaches. One way to celebrate the day is by starting a flower garden. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.